Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. More Guantanamo prisoners released. In the biggest transfer so far, 15 prisoners at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have been released to the United Arab Emirates as the Obama administration tries to close the facility before it leaves office in January. R. Nicholas Pallarino, a visiting professor at Georgetown University, says while he understands the administration's position, the U.S. remains at war with the jihadist movement.
If you accept that, which many of our leaders do, and many people around the world do, then we should not be releasing these prisoners back into the battlefield.
A spokesman for Amnesty International, however, said keeping Guantanamo open gives cover to foreign governments to ignore international human rights. The parents of the Nigerian schoolgirls who viewed the most recent video by their Boko Haram abductors were described Monday as wounded by the images. A masked man on the video released Sunday said some of the girls were killed in airstrikes. Osea Zambado is the chairman of the Jabak community in Abuja.
What makes them sad is for the fact that many girls have died according to the video, and some are broken, some has wound on their heads.
Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 schoolgirls from the Borno State village in April of 2014. A Turkish court ordered a pro-Kurdish newspaper to close on Tuesday, accusing it of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The court accused the Özgür Gündem newspaper of being the media organ of the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK. Earlier in the day, state media reported that police raided 44 companies in Istanbul in connection with last month's failure.